Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up. You gotta wake up. You know what I'm saying? Turn me up a little bit more. I like that.
You gotta wake up.
Why he's sending angels walk by my side and guard me from every angle. See, life ain't the same when you married and when you single. Gotta keep your faith in God and not the people. You say and walk the world saying money will make us equal, but in the long run it'll turn us and make us evil. I'm reading Revelation, it's talking all about evil. See, rich people thinking they God, but they just people. Poisoning our kids, they heads blinded by evil. See, we ain't fearing the knowledge, baby, to reach our people. The world just broken in half, never be equal. See, life like a window that blinding people can't see through. Wake up, open your mind, maybe you leak through. Gotta live your life like Jesus, think what would he do?
Amen.
He turned me to a man, now and everything changed.
Everything changed.
He turned me to a man, now and everything changed.
Everything changed.
He turned me to a man, now and everything changed. Turn me to a man now and everything changed.
This is good right here.
You struggle with addiction. I know what you're going through. Cause everything that you're going through, I done went through. For making up excuses, lying, stealing from people. Family sad, but they don't really know what you've been through. See, I was on a level that I never thought I could get to. People telling you stop, never seeming to reach you. Looking at my kids, no job, how I'ma feed you? Broken all the part of my life, how can I reboot? Drinking every night, getting high, cause I can't see you. Embarrassed on the way that I live, so I don't come through. So God took the will of my life, so I can be true. Been through up and down in my life, now I can teach you. Got married here to have 20 years, baby, been loving you. It's spiritual, something I really can't explain. See, all I had to do was give it up and call his name. He wiped away my sins and he took away my pain. He turned me to a man now and everything changed.
Everything changed.
He turned me to a man now and everything changed.
Everything changed.
He turned me to a man now and everything changed.
Everything changed.
He turned me to a man now and everything changed.
Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, alongside my co-host, Michelle Tim Luber.
Hey, 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 Peach Queen. How you doing?
I'm okay. Getting through this traffic. So I'm apologizing in advance if y'all hear me have to curse somebody out. But, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now, getting through this traffic.
I know that's right.
But how are you?
I'm okay. Could you hear me okay? That's fine, all right?
Yes, I can.
Good. Yeah, I mean, Tina, how
let
you
me
holding
know
up?
If I get a little, I'm a little traffic. I'm okay. I'm trying to stay cool. This weather is so confusing. One minute it's pouring down. You know, then it's just hot and muggy. It's just like, make up in your mind. You know.
That's
but
right.
It's cool. And I'm just taking it as it comes. That's all. That's all I can do.
You're exactly right. You know, sometimes shit gets in the way. We just gotta push through it and do the best we can.
Absolutely.
So what are we getting into today?
Okay, today we are talking about the ups and downs of social media. We're going to be talking about, we're going to cover the different parts of social media. We're going to be talking about the scams, the crimes. You know, we're going to be talking about the abusive behaviors on these platforms. We're going to highlight also some positive and empowering things that's also happening on social media. So we're talking about the good and the bad. Because, you know, everything is pros and cons, is good and bad. So we like to, you know, talk about it all. We're not one-sided here. But, so, remember also, you can either interact with us on the social media pages or in the Reality Talk group, or you can call in 515-605-9823. Don't forget to press one on your telephone keypad if you want to go live with us about the topic at hand.
Right. Yeah, so the ups and downs. let me start off with this. Once upon a time, I was in love with social media.
That you
couldn't
were.
Tell me, you couldn't tell me anything wrong about this damn platform, this multitude of platform, this wide open space for people to vent, be creative, enjoy themselves, talk about serious topics, talk about all kinds of shit. Not so much anymore. Not so much anymore. Now it's like, I feel like I'm in a toxic, I really feel like I'm in a toxic relationship. You know, to where it's like, one minute I'm head over heels, the next minute the police are called because it's about to get domestic. You know?
Yes, because I remember 2017 when we first started this show going in 2018, anytime you say something about social media, Hakim, he was ready. He had all his bullets in a row. He gonna let you know. He gonna counter anything and everything that you say about social media. He gonna defend her at all costs. He might even rip you a new one if you say the wrong thing about social media. Why have times have changed?
Hey man, I said it once. I said it 1,000 times. That Heferona, she done came through, and she done changed a whole lot for me, that's including my love of social media, because things ain't been the same. Things have not been the same since Rona came through, and people were forced to sit still a little bit, people were forced to stay inside a little bit. I don't know if they got stir crazy. I don't know if they figured out new ways to be annoying. You know, but it's crazy. It's bad out here.
Yeah, I mean, it just came to a point where everybody was, and time on social media increased. You know, they was able to stroll more, spend more time on social media, see other things that was going on and people was doing. It's like, I want to try it. Because, you know, we live in a world which 9 times out of 10, when somebody's doing something about something or somebody is doing something, it's because it's trending, because they send it on social media. You know, people learn more about what's going on in the world from social media than they do reading a newspaper or, you know, cutting on the news. So... Oh, but then we were being force-fed, because I want to know how is some of these people keep ending up on my timeline. I don't want to see them. I don't follow them. Every time I see them up there, I put show less, block, you know, whatever I can do not to see them. But then when you have these pages that's made to share those pages' content, you know, it's...
I agree.
some of my
Yep, I completely agree. So what are, from your perspective, what are some of the things that stick out to you that's been troubling you from where you stand on social media?
Nothing is private anymore. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is, I mean, any and everything is for social media for some people. People's worst state, you know, most private moments, also people's last moments, you know. I mean, people are recording it and posting it because it's going to get their views, likes, they can go viral, get their numbers up. So people, a lot of people have no shame. You know, when it comes to it, no respect for the families, or people are set out. Their goal is, oh, let's embarrass somebody. You know, oh, something happened there. I'm not gonna call the cops. I'll pull out my phone and record. Somebody made me mad. Oh, I'm gonna post all their business on social media. You know, it's just not any. It's not anymore where it's like. Some people were forced to, you know, confront their problems head on, but that's not the world we live in nowadays. They can make a fake page and post all over, or they can, you know, do group chats or whatever they're going to do and just spread the information around, you know, and they don't care what damage that they're doing. So that's one of the things that is problematic. When it comes to social media, another thing is that some people just not trying no more. They're not trying no more. Some people, cause you know, I've seen like it's so many what they're calling it influencers. You know, they come on the camera, act a fool. For hours on hours, you know, and get their stars and stuff like that. And the violence. The violence has increased because that's what people watch. You know, I'm not just talking about fights. Because at one point in time, it was a trending with fights. And everybody was just fighting. Now people are committing crimes. I mean, not that assaulting somebody is not a crime, but I'm saying people are shooting people. People are running from the cops stupidly while they're alive. People are planning and plotting and going through with their, you know, their crime online for the world to see. So we have had and not saying it wasn't no crime out here. I'm not saying that at all, because it was, but it's just like people don't care what the consequences is, long as they trend. You know, people don't care how to get famous, long as they get famous. You know, a lot of the bad stuff overshadows the good things that's on social media so that we can see. You know, your child graduating, you want to post that, you know, you get some likes, you know, a few people might share it, but your child getting into a fight, that's somebody post it. You know, they understand, like, the long-term damage that they're doing. You know, when people have to relive certain, you know, moments. Back in the day, you have a fight. Whether you won or lost, the only people going to know what happened was the people that was there. You know, you had to wake up and see it, replaying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, you know, you had to, if something happened, you probably had to get your counseling, you probably had to go through your moment, you probably had to, you know, kind of heal from it. But when we have social media, it's like, how many times, I mean, how can you heal? Somebody keep taking a stab, you know? And you've got to keep reliving it. But And what about you?
Yeah.
Because my rant was long enough.
I mean, see, I agree with everything you said, and I'm going to throw on top of that the whole issue of just the overall fraud. Social media is one of my businesses. And it's like, okay, and, you know, just to be honest, I'm not making as much as I used to be. You know what I mean? We came out of the pandemic. I came in when Uncle Joe Biden opened up the doors and let everybody back outside, and the shipping and the international community start moving things around. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to get back to making money again. That didn't happen for a whole plethora of reasons. It's become harder to do business online now that things are back outside than it was prior. You know, people were more inclined to order. People were inclined to do this. They had more disposable income. But when back outside is back outside, that's where all the income goes. So it affected me there, and I didn't like it. People were still there. Influencers who I work with and I help brand, they started seeing their profit margins go down. So a lot of them turned to this whole idea of, hey, I'll teach a course. Now, if you know me, you know I'm not a fan of courses, online courses, especially with people who you can't go and see a clear track record of, hey, they're legitimate, they've been doing this, and it works. And then on top of that, you start seeing a bunch of scams popping up, real estate courses and investment groups. And NFTs went crazy. And as anyone who watches financial news can see, NFTs is in the tank as of this morning. And then it's like all these different niche things that people were locked into when we were locked down, and they stopped working because people are outside again. Social media turned from a place where people can do legitimate business and turn a profit into scam town, and turned into a place where you could just scam your ass off. And I hate that, you know. So when I look at all the things you said that affects me as a dad and a man and a black man on top of it, I got to also add on businessman, because it's like I'm so angry because it's like I used to have a safe place to go. It's not there anymore. It's not there anymore. Even OnlyFans girls are taking a dip in their money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They bringing in what you used to bring in. So things are changing, and it's one thing for things to decline on a social level. It's another thing for things to decline on a behavioral level. And now it's declining in a space that used to be a financial boom. It's like the gold rush. And that was just the cherry on top of the cake, and it just pissed me off. And I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck you, social media. You know, I'm breaking up with you. But as usually it works, I mean, as usually as it goes, you break up and you make up, because I had to recalibrate, get through my issues, find like-minded people, build coalitions, network. And again, the rules still apply. If you see something you don't like, you unfollow or you block, or you could mute, right?
Yeah.
If you got that friend or family member who's posting dumb shit all day, you don't want to unfollow them because you don't want anybody, you know, you don't want that awkwardness. So you just mute them so you don't see they shit come through your timeline. They can see you, but you don't get to see them unless you go directly to their page and look them up, look for them. So it's ways around it, and I had to put that back in my head because I started to hear myself sounding like the people who I would find myself trying to talk out of that negative energy. You know what I mean? But, you know, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes we get fed up. We just get fed up with the goofy shit. And that's fine.
Yeah, so I think it's good for some people to take a step back away from social media, you know, if they can. Like, if I didn't need it for business, I would not have a social media. I was just, like, probably, like, a couple of years ago, I was just like, if I didn't need social media for this purpose, then I wouldn't have it. Especially when you start saying the same stuff over and over again for me. You know, the reward for bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, our children are exposed to those things. And I'm so glad because when my kids see certain things, they talk so bad about it, I'm like, good. Just keep that that state of mind that, you know, that's not how you're supposed to be or how you're supposed to act. It'll be fine. But
unfortunately, they see it, even when they shouldn't see it. Yeah. So what are some of the bad behaviors that you're seeing on social media that get you personal? That one thing that sets you off?
Everything is overly sexualized. Everything is in your face. Stuff that used to be private or that you had to actually search for, you know, to see on the internet, it's not. It's just in your face. It's on your time. It's just on your timeline because any and everybody can post what they want to post on there, you know. Especially when it comes to, like, people going viral and, you know, reality TV and stuff like that, it's just not a lot of influences. And, you know, these people where, I'm not supposed to be an influence to your child. You're supposed to be, no. Everything in this world is an influence, whether they want to be or not, or everybody, whether they want to be or not. You know? So that's one of the things that I don't like is everything is overly sexualized and it's in, you know, it's just in your face, boom. You know, so that's like, and you know, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and what people try to realize is you don't have to see me or my siblings dressed a certain way. You can see it somewhere else. But I don't have to live in a neighborhood that I keep telling these kids, like, my kids, like, different parents, I mean, different nationality, like, all the rules is not going to apply. You know, that applies to things that they can do, you can't do. You know, so it's like, I got to double down on them. You know, social media and, you know, what they see. People think when you live in a certain neighborhood, you don't have to worry about certain things. That's just got a different set of problems. You know, different set of crimes or things I have to worry about.
Yeah. Hmm. For me, it's not so much. I mean, it is because it is and it isn't for me when it in regards to the in your face thing. I guess it depends on what day of the week it is. There's some times where I don't mind some raunchy. Right, if it's funny, if it's entertaining, I don't mind. But when it comes to when I wake up and I'm brushing my teeth, wash my face, get my ass in the shower, and I open up my Instagram, the first thing that I shouldn't see is, you know what I mean, somebody busting it open. I can't believe I just said that. But, and the crazy part is, I'm not even following this person. And it's like, okay, I can go to your page, see a reel you just posted. If I double click on the reel, it takes up my whole screen. And when your reel stops, another reel starts. And it's usually somebody I'm not following. It is the TikTok method that Instagram stole from TikTok. This was set up for Instagram users to see people you don't know to pick up new followers. So I don't watch Queen Vi do something entertaining, positive, or whatever. And the minute her video went off, it's a fight. Two chicks are fighting. Or somebody's twerking, or somebody's doing this, or some idiot's putting his ghost gun together. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't ask for this shit.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, late night, you're laying in bed and some ass go across your screen. Hey, you ain't gonna mind because it's late at night. You done work for the day. You want to, you know, just enjoy the show. But there's times when I don't want that. You know what I mean? And Instagram doesn't care. They used to, because before you just click on the three dots and say not interested, and they won't show it anymore. Until you go clicking some ass. That's the other side. You don't want to see ass, don't click no ass. Don't like no ass. But why am I seeing guns? You see what I'm saying? I hate guns. I don't like guns. I don't like them at all. There's too many man vaginas with guns. Grown men using guns to solve their issues instead of their hands. That's a separate point. But that street mentality is now on social media. We are now seeing that people who have gun fetishes in this country are spreading the gospel here on social media, and now it's bleeding into those, some of us who don't like guns. Have one, but don't like them. Don't even want to touch unless absolutely have to. I'm old fashioned. Use your hands. That's right. What men used to do. You know, but like they say, man, the internet is a place where men ain't men no more. No, women are tougher than the men. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what it is for me. Between the scamming, the goofiness, the crying, the complaining, the arguments, the fights. It's like, God damn. You know, when we did our social media show, we talked about some of the darkness of social media. Back at that time, a year or two ago, whenever it was, I was able to say, hey, you don't like to stop following that person. Oh, no, it's okay, because Instagram will make sure you get somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a concern for me. And before the show is over, I'm going to offer some solutions. So, I know you and I behind the scenes talked about some of the criminal behavior on social media. What were some of the things that I know I remember them, but I don't remember them. Do you recall any things that kind of, if you can't remember the clear examples, give us something that you think the people should be aware of?
Well, I remember seeing a story a while back. You know, it's a lot of people that are influencers or social media famous, and they have these huge following and numbers, and, you know, they're making, you know, good money on social media. And I've been seeing a trend
of these people getting, you know, committing crimes, like serious crimes. I remember one time it was a couple that was on social media, and they're now going down for murder, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of a fancy car that they had that they posted all over social media, and somebody that they knew stole the car. So they decided to basically travel to go get their car, and they ended up killing. And they took people with them, and the people that were with them, because now you don't mess up more people's lives, because now the people that came with you, they didn't know you were going to have to kill somebody, but since you decided to, you know, now they're going down, they're going on the hook too. And it was a young couple. They were 23 years old. And it's a matter of certain people feeling, first of all, everybody's supposed to get respect. Just because you are an influencer or you have a certain status in social media or whatever, that doesn't mean that you deserve more respect than someone else, you know. But it's still rules you have to follow. Now, I mean, they could have, you know, called the cops. They had the location. I think they called it with like an air tag or something like that. So you know who had the car because the person spent the night at their house the night before. You knew where it was located at, and instead of you doing it the right way and risking everything that you built, you decided you wanted to go kill somebody and felt like you was going to go get away with it. So, yeah, they killed the guy and the people that went down with them to go retrieve the car, because all one girl went to go do was to drive the car back. And now you're all going down for murder. I remember seeing another story where these girls are supposed to sell hair. So,
about like the scamming thing, because I think when you represent that you're doing,
breaking up point,
believe that this income that you're making is solely, you know, from that one thing, and it's not, then that's a form of scamming, because people are only, you know, joining what you're trying to get them to join, or doing what you're doing, or buying your product because you put this image out there like, this is what you're making off of this. And then these girls that sell hair, sorry you guys, I don't have, you know, the name right in front of me because I'm out and about, but they were trending, well-known, you know, selling hair. And they get locked up in court with millions of dollars worth of cocaine. So it's just like y'all have this image and y'all giving people this false hope. Like, look, this is what I'm making with this. And that's not the case. And the people don't find out until you get caught, you know, committing these crimes, that that's what it's really coming from. Because don't tell me if I join your business in selling hair. Don't tell me all of that so I can join it. And it's, that's not what it is, you know. So, but, yeah, and I think a lot of these people have this sense of entitlement that they can do certain things and don't, and can't get in trouble for it or won't get caught, you know, because they're so loved. Or because what people need to realize is you want the status, you want to go viral, you want to be known, you want to be social media famous, you want to make money from it. But people need to realize that puts the eye on you from other people. You know, with the cops, the feds, you know, the people that you're rubbing the wrong way or that you did wrong, they're going to be watching your page to report you. So it doesn't mean, oh, I do whatever I have to do to get to this level, and now I can't be touched. Or now I can just do what I want. It's like people are watching, even when you don't think they're watching. So... But
yeah.
I know over the past few months, I've been seeing a lot of that going on.
you know, and it's crazy.
You know, it's getting to the point where people have just decided, fuck this, I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, like no repercussions, no, there's no consequences like you're talking about. I'm just going to do this and fuck it. I'm going to get away with it. That has to stop. At some point, we have to reevaluate how that works. You know, I was always against cancel culture if it was too broad. You know what I mean? If it was too unnecessary, if it was just a bunch of Karens canceling shit. I hated that. But people who deserve to be canceled, humiliated, drug out in the street ass naked, smothered with goddamn honey so the bees can grab them, I want that done. Because there's a lot of people who we have to mark as just toxic, fucked up, don't do business with them, don't even talk to them. We have to treat them like lepers. Because what's happening is we have too many just bullshitters, con men, scammers. I've never seen it this bad, Queen. I can't even get it out. I'm so fucking pissed off. I've never seen it to where you can scam and screw people out of their money, block them, block all the people that said something to you on their behalf, and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And then they got these little following that feel like they can't do no wrong, and everybody else can get them. The first time you tell somebody about themselves or you tell somebody about how somebody did you wrong, you're labeled as a hater. Oh, you don't want to see this person make it, you know? And I don't know if you heard, it's the guy Darius Cook. You know, he do the dinner party. She come on my timeline every now and then. He even made the news where he was saying, like, they will order, like, you know, the pot sets that he will buy, or they'll order tickets to come to these dinners that he'll throw or whatever, and they weren't able to get their products or able to attend. Or when they got there, it wasn't what it was supposed to be because it's just, like, so over the top and loud and ghetto or whatever, their experience wasn't good. So when they posted reviews or when he go live and they comment and say, okay, well, I didn't receive my cookbook, I didn't receive my pot set or, you know, something about the experience, then he'll talk about you. He'll put your personal, if you know your personal information, what they call it, doxing on the internet, and then all his followers, because something is wrong with some of these people that worship these people. And it's been happening forever with celebrities, but now you got these social media people, and they idolize them, and they like they can't do no wrong, and then they start attacking these people in their businesses or whatever it is they can do on behalf of this other person, even when the proof is right in front of their face. You know, it was a whole news segment about it. And still, these people is still just like as if somebody is targeting this person. You know? But it's crazy. You know, I feel like, too, when people have, you know, back to the scamming thing, when people have a certain amount of followers, it's like, oh, if I say this, this is what it is. Nobody questions it. Nobody does their research or whatever. And then if you have one person that decides to speak up about what happened, then it's a whole big thing. But these people aren't, you know, it's true of them that get caught and shut down, but some of them is doing it so well that they don't move to the next thing by the time it's time for them to get caught. Because, I mean, to open up a page is nothing. You need no real information. You know, you open up a page, once the heat is on that, you shut that page down and open up another one. You know?
Oh, I see some questions, too, underneath the post.
Yeah, we're going to get to them. In regards to Darius Cook, he's exactly what I mean. A guy who has a strong following, has on his face great service, cookbook, all these other different things, all these different avenues of creating income for himself and his family. And he is probably one of the most toxic, low-life, worthless pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. I heard about him from an 18-year-old who's interested in cooking, and she wanted to get his cookbook. And just, I've been waiting for a month. I still ain't get anything. She bought it, took her money, never got it. So I did the research on him. And lo and behold, this has been happening everywhere. Atlanta, North Dakota, Delaware. The Better Business Bureau has gave him an F rating, him and his business, due to his lack of responding to customer complaints. You know, I was dragging ass until you said his name. Let me just keep it a bean. I perked up. My knuckles got ashy from from clenching my fist. I got a jolt of energy because he's one of those people who I'm talking about who we need to not only boycott, we also need to cancel his ass. He's got his followers. To his followers, and this is coming from Hakim Born Just, not the Queen Vi, yeah, network, fuck y'all. Every last one of y'all. Y'all stood behind him while he stole people's money. Y'all stood behind this big pussy who literally, openly, outed a man that he was fucking. He outed the guy on his platform. Now, why did, I don't know if the guy filed suit or whatever. I don't know. I hope he do. And you know me, I'm not a fan of people being on the down low, be open. But that is for you to do, not some popular asshole cook to put you out there. What does one thing have to do with another? Why are you putting that on your platforms? Fuck you. You're the kind of people we're doing a show about. You're a scumbag. You're no good piece of dog shit. That's how I feel about it. And to anybody out there doing what he's doing, that's where I place you in life. And I hope karma hurry up and get her ass around there and handle that. Because that is just insane. Imagine you're an up-and-coming young person who's about to go to culinary art school, and they just want that extra little something to hold them over before school starts. Let me get his book. I watch his content. I'm interested. And you get fucked over out of whatever he's charging.
Mm-hmm.
We how this guy is still around doing any damn thing is beyond me. So, David Quinn, you got me all fired up.
Yeah. So many other people that just like him. And like you said, they've been doing it for years, and it's like nothing comes out of it. It's no consequences. So, yeah, okay, you can shut one thing down, shut a page down, or you can shut a business down, open up another one and another, and just change the name. So it's just so many things that they are allowed to do and get away with, and it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Cooks Williams. Let me watch my mouth. I don't want us to get canceled by the his Cook's Clan, whoever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so you got any other negatives? Because I want to get some cheerful positives. Is there anything else? And then we can do the – we can wrap up with the – we got a bunch of questions in the group. But I wanted us to get our shit off first.
I mean, the last thing that I just want to say about it is that okay, people have their own opinions. You know, if they put something on social media that you do not agree with, or you don't feel the same way for whatever reason, that doesn't mean that they're wrong. They just think differently, or you know, because people don't know how to, they don't know how to have a healthy debate anymore. Somebody puts something on social media, somebody doesn't agree with it, and it automatically jumps to the name calling, you know, personal attacks or whatever the case may be, whether they know them or not. Just understand, this is supposed to be a platform where people can talk and state their opinion, as long as they're not hurting, you know, anyone as when they're doing it. You know, and people can dialogue. If you don't agree with them, tell them what your opinion is on it and put some facts behind it. And you never know, you might be able to open up somebody's mind to something else. But stop, people got to stop being so overly sensitive, for one, and two, thinking that they are always right all the time. And if somebody don't agree with them, they don't like them, they hate them, they're hating on them, or that person is wrong. Because you, now don't get me wrong, man. I'm going to read all the comments. I'm telling you, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to come up here on this show and act like, you know, when you see something on social media and somebody tags somebody, you don't go check it out, or you don't see what's what. We're not going to act like that. But sometimes it's overkill and it get dragged out longer than it needs to, or it goes so low below the belt that it's uncalled for, and they don't know what other damage they can be, you know, doing in that situation. Something as simple as somebody posting a celebrity and somebody saying, oh, what she had on at the war show was ugly, and then you have a whole bunch of that, you know, person coming for that person just because of a matter of opinion. So, I mean, that's all I'm going to say, and then I'm glad to get to the good thing, social media, and then the question.
Yeah, I mean, social media is a crazy dark place, but there's also some light in it. You know, we touched on some of the crimes committed, some of the scams, the bullshit, the toxic activities, behaviors, the lack of strength and common sense and whatnot. But there's also some glimmers of hope. There are some people out there who are making great livings on social media, who is using the platforms that they choose to sell their products. Because you got to remember, when you're a business owner and you're working with a tight shoestring budget, you don't have a lot of startup capital, and you're just trying to make it, social media is free. The downside of that is you have to invest time into getting your reach and getting as many people as possible to seeing your product that you have, you know. So it's important to be able to do that. And not only that, we see a lot of people helping people. You know, I'm a part of two nonprofits. I'm president of one. And I know we were trying to raise money for something important, and I made the post one time, and boom, we start getting emails. We start getting orders. You know what I mean? And once we engage people and told people what it's for and how it's going to help this person, this family, blah, 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 they were down with it. That was another one of those things that I talked about earlier that gave me a little bit of hope. There are some people out there that genuinely still care about each other. You know what I mean? And not only that, there's still some spaces out there in Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to where we're getting good information from. Because we're in an age of misinformation and just flat-out lies. And there's still some places out there where you can go and get information that you need for you to get on with your life. Or you can stay safe. Or you can find resources to help you if you're in a bad situation. So it's not all bad. What you think, Queen?
I agree. I mean, you can get, I mean, you know, they have support groups on here. They also have people who may post something that you can relate to, that you can, you know, get advice or connect with. We also find out things quicker, you know, on social media, the things that we need to know, you know, things that's going on in our community, whether it's programs, education, whether it's things for, you know, programs for people who need assistance. So, I mean, social media is great when it comes to those things. You know, when people use the platform for good, you know, people are able to connect. Like you were saying earlier, you know, different business people could connect. I could speak firsthand on that because a lot of my guests that I had on the show, a lot of my listeners is from people who support the show and they can share it. You know, and spread it so other people can listen. You know, social media is a place where you can reach more people to in an hour that some people may reach their whole life, you know, because social media is that fast. Things moves around that fast. So, yes, it is there's some great things about social media.
Most definitely. You know, we're able to get information back and forth much faster than we could before there was social media. You know what I mean?
You had to wait for the 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, or news that come on at 5 a.m., or you had to wait for the newspaper to come out every day. You know, or a special broadcast. Now it's like, soon something happens, ooh, breaking news.
Yep.
Until something happens at 5 o'clock, at 5:01, it's on social media.
Yeah. You know, like the other day, I saw someone post, I need a tow. You know, I got two flats. I need a tow. And they hit the recommendations tab on Facebook. So I hollered at my man and said, hey, inbox her. She needs a tow. And he got a tow truck. And next thing you know, he's like, yo, good looking. And she inboxed me and said, yeah, I appreciate that. Because they were literally two blocks away from each other. He didn't eat the same cheesesteak, and he was able to make money. So that wouldn't have happened if, you know, it wasn't for these platforms. So it's all, for me, it's all in how you use. Because if you're doing good, you're going to get haters, but generally your experiences are going to be good. Influencers who genuinely have something constructive, positive, and decent to put in front of you, whether it's a product or a good or a service, their experience, when you talk to them, they're going to tell you about the struggles, but they feel good. You know, they really feel good about what they're doing. You know? And let me say this, because there's a lot of hate on on influencers, and I don't like it. Because for some reason, to hear people tell it, influencers and content creators isn't a real job. And let me say this to you. You have no idea what you're talking about. If you think that or believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. And you're a fucking idiot on top of it. I have watched people be attacked. I have watched people be criticized. And it's coming from the men. I hate to make it a gender thing, but it's coming from a lot of the men who bash women who call themselves content creators, who bash men who call themselves content creators. I find myself debating a lot of them, especially the ones that like to quote your homie Kevin Samuel. How could you bash content creators on one post, but you're a supporter of Kevin Samuel? What do you think he was? He was able to turn his whole life around when he decided to create this platform for himself. So it's just like, if you are a business-minded or a positive energy-minded person and you want to change your life, there is a place for you on social media. You can do it. You can grind your ass off. And you could see yourself change, but you got to have a vision and a passion to do it. So, I don't know, a little long-winded, but it is what it is.
People need to know it's a process, you know. It don't happen overnight. Some of these people some have it harder than others, but it's still a grind that you have to put behind it. Some of these people that you may pop up and see now probably – you know, you'll see they was out 5 years ago, but now they're just being able to be recognized and you know, people seeing what they do and finding out about them. Because maybe the right person, you know, shared their page or noticed them and put them on other people, you know. So,
cool. Yep. Okay, we got about less than 30 minutes left. You want to tackle these questions and then we can wrap up?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to read some questions from the Reality Talk Network Facebook group. And the first one is from Lady Divine. What's up, Ren? Do y'all think it's social media's fault that so many women feel like they have to get their bodies done?
Yeah, it's part to blame. I mean, when you already have somebody that has body issues or not comfortable in their own skin and low self-esteem, and then it's being shoved down these ropes, you know, about people getting BBLs or their breasts done or whatever to get done or to maintain a certain image. Because if you look at a lot of these people, new artists that's coming out, also like the people on social media or whatever, they all kind of look the same. You know, it's like you take one and you just cloning it. Remember, at one point in time, it used to be all about natural. You know, you didn't need all that extra stuff. But now, that's all you see. That's why you have to make. That's why I make sure when I talk to my daughter, especially my 14-year-old, for her to know. Like, I want to be comfortable in her own skin. You know, I don't want her to think that she has to, you know, look a certain way to be gorgeous or to be important or to be noticed.
you know. So they're not 100% to blame, but it is partly because, like I stated in the beginning of the show, is that whether people want to recognize it or not or realize it or not, you know, there are role models, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one for me is a little weird. I will say this. It takes part of the blame for the amplification of this need to do body modification. I have to be very, very careful because some of our listeners fall into this category. And some of my closest friends, and I don't want to get beat up when I hang up this call. but yeah, it didn't start on social media, but I will say that the notion and the, I don't want to say the need, but that environment to make you feel like you need to do this is definitely a social media thing. You know, there are women out there who believe that they can't get a husband or a boyfriend because they have to compete with the Build-A-Body girls. That's the way it's said to me. I disagree with that notion, but if you are dating men who are that obsessed with the social media model look, then that's the wrong man for you anyway. So we have to keep that in moderation. To answer your question, yes, it plays a major part, but it's not solely the fault because that was a notion that was done in the world and brought through social media. Just like anything, anybody can bring any school of thought to social media and it can go viral. This is just one of them. All right, this next one is from Letitia Banks. So, Tish, what's your thoughts on so many internet gurus popping out and selling courses? Do y'all think it's a scam? We touch base on this, but
a scam because, yeah, like we talked about earlier, you don't have the truth or the facts to see how successful they really are in this, especially when people are just looking at where they are, you know, at that moment when they're selling that course. You know, they didn't have it follow their, you know, their journey to say, to see how they went from, you know, because some of these people that's doing these courses, they don't have anything to start with and they're trying to figure it out. Some people that's already maybe established, they might have had a nice little nest egg or, you know, some type of help to get them started. So, yeah.
Sometimes I'm going to answer with that. Like I said earlier, this stuff is easily verifiable because I got news for you. Let me give you a little tip. A lot of these courses that some of these people are doing, they bought from somebody on Fiverr. Same thing with these books. You know, these go-to books, these self-help books, someone else wrote them. And now we got ChatGPT, which will literally tell you how to create a course and give you the content for it. So verify, investigate and verify. That's it. Hey, is there someone you can point me to? Or you just look the person up. You know what I mean? You can do your research on these quote-unquote gurus, and if you got to, question them before you give them your $300 for this 8-week course. Make sure that the content that they're giving you is original content that you aren't going to be able to go copy and paste it into a Google search and see it somewhere else, because there's a lot of that going on. Plagiarism is really real. I have seen it, and I'm not shitting on all people who teach these courses, because I mean some people that have done it, but I know that their content, they wrote it. I know. To me, I reviewed it, and that's okay, send it to the publisher. Let's put it in a book form, and then you're going to teach your class off of it. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's legit, sometimes it's bullshit. You have to do the research to figure out which one is which. Okay, this next one is from Lachey King. Subject. I want to hear about the reason why scammers are stealing so many pages. Why are they stealing so many pages, Queen?
I think the scammers are stealing so many pages is because, just think about it, what I think, for two reasons. One is, like if a person has a high following and they hack that page or steal that page, the people are going to see that name and automatic follow suit with whatever they're trying to do, whether they're trying to sell something or whatever. Another thing is, first of all, people are falling for it to get their page hacked in the first place. People, nobody is going to give you $1,500 for nothing. No, you can't turn $100 into $10,000. Like, don't, you know. I mean, it has to make sense. You know, has to, you know, have some ring of truth to it. It can't be too good to be true when they're contacted. And I think another thing is that sometimes when people see, you know, a lot of people selling the same thing, they feel like that's the best product out there. You know, because so many people are selling it or so many people are doing that thing that makes them feel like it's legit and they didn't do their research. So, and if your family contacted you, because that's what they target too, the page, and then that page start contacting your friends and family or whoever on Facebook, you know, after they, you know, scam and get the page. If you know that's like a legitimate person that you talk to on a regular, that you done seen, you know, you made a day business with, you may have, you know, you do things with, and you see this, well, back in the day, you seen this message, you might be inclined to think that is real. So why not steal somebody's real page, you know, for somebody you think is real? You know, now people are catching on to it, but, I mean, so it was just easier for them to steal those pages. You know, there's no way for us to be like, to make another page and be like, oh, that's not me, I'm Pat, or something like that. And so,
cool. Yeah, I mean, it's a plethora of reasons why. It's data mining. It is financially encouraged to do so. It's fake information. Page hacking goes up every election, every presidential election season. Sometimes the most is data mining. I've normally leaned towards that. And that is because of the information that your Instagram or Facebook account has inside of it that you just don't know why. If you go into your settings and you scroll through, you're going to see something that says download data. You can download everything about your experience on Instagram in that download. That information could be sold. It's called batch filing. I grab 50,000 records, put them in one batch, and I can sell them to the highest bid. Think about those shoes y'all like. They look cute, you click on that. The music, the artist music type of music, you click on that. And it's sold to marketing companies. They're turned into leads. Then guess what? Your phone rings. Here comes scam life. So it's all tied to this stuff. So, yeah, your page is going to get stolen. And I can tell you, you know, it took me 2 months to get this, get her page back. She's giving me permission to divulge that, of course. But yeah, it's messed up because that is your kids' pictures, your old family pictures that you posted that you don't have in your phone anymore from 4 or 5 years ago, all that kind of stuff. And then someone from usually another country comes, hacks your shit, and wipe it all clean and put a bunch of half-naked women on there to attract the men and ask the men to send them a cash app. And guess what? The men do it. So it's a bunch of reasons why they hack them. Just please, everybody be careful and protect your information because it means some people aren't going to do that for no reason. So pay attention. And, of course, don't click any link in your inbox. Someone inboxes you a link and you know them personally, hey, what is this? Right? Because if it's a link that got a bunch of letters and numbers, that's usually some form of phishing scam where the minute you click it, it's sucking all the shit out of your phone. It's not stealing it. It's just usually, well, it's stealing it. They're not wiping it out. You won't know, but they're literally pulling data out to go sell it to someone. So please be careful. All right, let's go on to JoJo. What's up, Rich? Hey, family, is there a link between social media bad behavior and the music out here?
I mean, it is. You got to think about it like this. When people do something on social media, they're doing it based on the fact that they know it's going to trend. They want the attention. They've seen the last person got the attention doing it, so I'm going to do it too. So when you come out with the music and the type of music that they do and what they're talking about is based on what is working, what people want to hear. You know, so like, we already talked about a couple of songs in the last show when we were talking about the awards. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of songs that people are listening to, the type of women that people are praising, the type of men that people are praising, if that's the image that's out there, then that's what they're going to do. You have, and it's been time and time again that something come out where it's like, oh, this person is, you know, rapping gangster music about drug life and this and that, but they ain't never did it. You know, that's the character that they are bringing forth because that's what's going to sell. You know, same thing with, the women's image and how they got to be and what they got to do or just matter of anybody, what they're willing to do and who they're willing to be famous. And some people, they want the fame. And they want the money before they want the respect, you know, or caring about what their image is. So that's the kind of what's in now.
Oh hell yeah! We're in a weird time of music to where social media is not only linked to the music, but social media is guiding the music industry. You know, once upon a time, radio requests, radio spins determined, but radio is obsolete. Social media is the driving factor. You can look at, just turn your radio on. Well, think about who you're listening to. You know what I mean? Think about Beyonce's last album. That last album was a dance album. Why? Because that's what trends on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at Drake's album. Because he knows that this is some shit that y'all ladies going to play when y'all get dressed and put in your reels. Look at Ice Spice. You wouldn't know who Ice Spice was if it wasn't for TikTok. So now she makes TikTok music, and she's very good at it. TikTok is more the culprit than any other platform. Facebook kind of got ahead of it. because they, through the licensing agreements, to where they said, okay, we're going to license the music and put it in our library so you can use this music to put on your pictures and your videos. So they were kind of ahead of the curve, but they turned it way up with the reels when TikTok went crazy with it. Look at it this way. TikTok is about to be a music distribution company within the next 2 years. They're going to have a new amendment to their business portfolio, where if I'm a new artist, I can go submit my music to TikTok and get it everywhere. Like I would do a record. Like I can, they're making it easier for you to start your own record label. If you into that sort of thing. So yes, social media is driving the markets for music, and the behavior is the exclamation point. As we talked about it, the raunchiness is at an all-time high on social media. So what happens? The music is going to be at an all-time high in a raunchiness. My pussy pink, my buddy whole brown. You don't get this, there you go. And I guarantee you, if you scroll through your Instagram feed for 20 to 30 minutes, you're going to come across somebody who got Pound Town playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. So, yes, bad behavior bleeds into the rest of our life. Music, the way we socialize, all that shit. All right, we got a little over around 12 minutes. Let's wrap this up. What about the stupid people kink shaming and bash each other online like Kiki Palmer? This is from Kat Collins. Oh, boy, I knew we wasn't going to get through this show without Kiki Palmer shit.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think anybody should kink shame. Don't kink shame, don't body shame, none of that. I'm completely against this. Now, the whole Kiki thing, with the whole Kiki thing, I think it was kind of, more to it. For one, I don't know what's going on in that household, for one. For two, I'm a firm believer, and I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, and some people ain't going to agree with me. Or you act up at, and that's where I could put you on blast at. That's just me. But I don't know if it was so more the outfit or the grinding and rubbing against Usher. People are like, oh, it's Usher. You should know not to bring your girl around Usher and all of that. But let's take the fame in the fame out for a second. Let's take the money out for a second. Who, if it was, and I ain't talking about the nasty ones that listen to this group that's going to be okay with it, okay? I'm talking about, imagine you took your dude, or actually you're at home with the kids, and he is at a Janet Jackson concert, and she come do that thing where she be straddling and putting her stuff all in his face or whatever. Are you going to feel the type of way? Same way, how would your man feel if you went out there to a concert and he's at home and you grinding with next to nothing on this guy? So I'm like in a situation where I don't know if it's more so about what she was wearing opposed to how she was acting. I know I wouldn't be okay with it. If I had a man, he wouldn't be okay with it. It's always just a matter of knowing how to act. I don't think it was so much about what she was wearing. I mean, because look, you see that. I mean, you see that all the time. You could go to the corner store and see that. Somebody could be picking their kid up for school and see that. So I don't think it was so much of what she was wearing. It's the behavior that she was displaying. And all of that now, oh, I'm single, I do what I want. No. Well, if I'm not married, I'm single. No, you are in a relationship. You decide to have a child with somebody. So if you was ready to go, just say that.
That's the part I push back on a little bit. When this story first came out and I watched it for a few days, my first instinct was like, okay, we got a grown man bashing his woman on a public platform. My first thought, slouch it. My second thought, okay, we got another beta male bashing a woman. And I had some heated debates, and one good friend of mine made me rethink some of the stuff I was thinking. He was venting, you know, he was upset. And then as days went on and more information came out, and Kiki comes out at some point and says, well, he saw what I had on before I even went out. So let's just take that disqualifies everything that he said. And if his issue was Usher, since you like to talk in public, why not talk about her grinding on Usher? No, because at that point, you were scared of the internet bashing you for being insecure. Those two know each other. They were up on each other. There wasn't no serious grinding. She ain't turned around and put it up against them. She was doing everything that every woman... I literally watched Joe Budden's girlfriend do the same thing a month prior. If you know Usher and you know what he's been doing for the last 3 months, that is typical. She was dressed for a Usher show. She was dressed like a young lady dresses for a Usher show. Stank. That's how they dress. Right? So for him to take that and try to spin it like this is some... You know, be dressed properly, your mom. All that, was, I knew it was bullshit, but I needed the proof, and I got the proof. And I said he's a pussy because grown men don't bash their women on social media. I literally had a friend of mine who was sitting here co-signing what dude said, and I said, well, why he couldn't do that shit at the crib? Why couldn't he pick up the phone and grind her the fuck up? He did right. And I literally screenshot and sent him a post from 3 years ago when his baby mom did the same thing to him when he got caught out there. And he hated it. Why you got to put our business out in the street? You see what I'm saying? It's like a double standard. And I'm not one of them brothers who's going to be a part of that double standard. And to top it all off, this simp-ass, punk-ass dude gets off social media. Why? Because you put a spotlight on yourself. And you know what they dug up? They dug up all of the shit that he was talking about George Floyd. So he removed himself. Then he pops back up. Kiki's removed, and he's running around with no fucking clothes on. So then it's a tit for tat. So I actually felt bad. A friend of mine made me feel bad for what I was saying and what I was thinking. Like, maybe I'm being too harsh. But after I seen that, I was like, man, fuck this dude. Like, this is another dude that y'all keep. What did I say? Grind these people up and run them off. Make this motherfucker go in hiding. Kiki Palmer don't bother nobody. She was out with her girlfriends, and she was enjoying herself. She got up close. She was doing what young women do. She ain't grab no dick. She ain't twerk on them. None of that shit. Yeah, some young women, but this is what they do. She's an entertainer. Those two know each other. So it's like we act like that this girl is out here in the streets all the time. I see more people give her shit than Lori Harvey or even fucking Cardi B.
Well, see. I mean, and I guess it depends on when you state that, I say the same thing. I feel the same way. It's people pick and choose who's wrong, who's right, who they're going to give a hard time to. Me, I'm going to feel it doesn't matter whether it's somebody I know, don't know, famous, a non-factor or whatever. I'm going to feel the same exact way. And that's one of the problems is based on who is in a situation is who gets the pass or whether that person is right or wrong or if they're even going, if they do acknowledge that it's wrong, whether they're going to justify it.
know.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to critique her, let's critique her fair. Hey, you're in a relationship. Your man might not like that. You shouldn't do stuff like that. I get that. But the vitriol, and then you had the Kevin Samuel incels, so this is what we're talking about. This is what the kind of women that's out here, the trash is out here. These are the same brothers, and I'm sitting here looking at the ones who were friends of mine who were going after Sierra just a couple months ago because she had on a see-through. Women aren't allowed to wear see-through anymore if they're in relationships. Apparently, that's the new thing now, so... I can't, man. I'm going to let y'all deal with these dudes because that's what y'all women out here got to deal with.
Yeah, I was tired of saying it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm mad that I spent this much time on it. Okay, we got one more through Kat Collins. She says, should we be migrating to black-owned social media?
I mean, we can. I would love for us to, but the only thing that we still have to worry about, like with everything else, is that when the wrong people come on and the wrong people do things that they shouldn't do with it, everything is a good thing until people turn it into something it wasn't made to be. So these black-owned people going to come and they're going to make their platform and they're going to keep a tight ship and you know, not allow certain things and keep it that way, you know, then I'm all for it. I'll be the first one to join. But it's just one of those things where it's like, yes, I'm all about supporting my people. But when my people do something, I want my people to do something for the people, not for just the dollar, not just to say that they did it, but to really have our people's best interests, you know, at heart when they do it.
All right, we got about 2 minutes. Let me just share this to answer your question, Kat. Yes, I've been a proponent of that. I've already started making that move. I'm going to give you a few, and you guys can rewind this to play it back. We got a company called Bean, B-E-A-N. It is a – think of it like a Facebook-y type social media platform. It's black-owned. People can post stories, direct message each other, post your things, connect with friends. You got Black Planet. I literally just stuck my head in mine yesterday. It is black owned by the same people from Radio 1 that you listen to, Philly 100.3, 103.9, TV 1, all owned by the same people. Cassie Hughes family owns this. Fanbase, which is another live streaming app, is dope. Frequency People, Good Feed, which concentrates on positive black stuff. Melanin People is another one that concentrates on positive black stuff. Move Spot, it's another social media platform close to Instagram. Spill is the black version of Twitter. You gotta have an iPhone. I've just opened up my account. Check it out. And Truso, which is another streaming video-based virtual app. And all right, Queen. I'm sorry for taking so long, but I had to get it out.
No, it's fine. I'm going to need that list. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for the questions and the support. You guys are amazing. That concludes our show for tonight. Any last words before I sign off?
Nope. Y'all stay safe. Protect your necks.
Okay, that concludes our time for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.